Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Status Bureau Show, streaming live on Ustream.com. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined, as always, with Mr. Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
Andrew Edgren.
How's it going, Bill Bro Riley?
Now, the first thing I really wanted to dive into this week is AJ bitching about how long the breaks are. I'm just kidding, I don't really want to talk about that at all.
No,
I have a ton of stuff I wanted to get to this week, but well, we were talking. Zach, you have a knack for doing this. Zach, the Youngblood Lewis, has a habit of saying something right before the show starts that would be something great to talk about on the show. He just doesn't bring it up while on the show, and now I want to talk about it.
No, nope. I'm always afraid of interrupting you, Kevin.
Well, present it the way that you presented to me right before the show.
Yeah, sure. I guess I don't know. It was really simple. I just asked you if you thought, you know, do you think. Is a blowjob always better than a handjob?
You almost did it as a fact, though, and said, correct me if I'm wrong, that kind of thing. You
right.
were like, a blowjob is always better than a handjob,
I was
right?
intending to lead into another point, but you both disagreed with me, and I just figured, okay, fuck it, I guess I'm wrong.
What was the point you were getting to?
I was going
to
ask, how many handjobs does it take to equal one blowjob?
Oh, well, see, you mean like a good blowjob as opposed to a standard handjob or something?
Yeah. Well, you guys shut me down pretty quick.
Yeah, because, I mean, a handy's pretty easy for a girl to be good at. I mean, in a lot of ways, girls should consider themselves very lucky when it comes to pleasing men. All you could do is just take your hand and go like that, and eventually I'll come. There's no system like that that works for women.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, a girl can definitely give a bad blowjob. I would say it's much harder to give a bad handy.
I think the problem is a lot of girls think they're really awesome at blowjobs, and a lot of them really aren't. Mm-hmm. In that moment, you don't want to tell them, yeah, you're actually really not very good at that.
Yeah, I would
agree. Maybe confidence is a big part of it. Maybe they think if they act like they're good at it, then they will be good at it.
Every time I've tried the coach before, it's been met with, like, fierce resistance. Like,
yeah, I don't want to do that. So, I agree. Yeah. That doesn't work out.
No, that's not true at all.
What are the kind of things, though, that make a BJ bad? I know I can think of a couple.
What's that?
First of all, this happened to me with a couple of girls, where they'll like lick around your dick, you know, standard fare, and then when they actually put it in their mouth, they'll really only put like the top inch or two in their mouth, and I find that weird. I'm like, that's not really the way it works. You can't just suck on the tip and think that I'm gonna shoot a load. Now, you can make that work, in theory, if she's doing that and giving you hand action at the same time.
Right.
I find the mouth-hand combo crucial.
In that situation, of course.
I think almost in any situation, I like to have hand involved.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm. What, you don't think so?
No, I agree. What do you call that?
I don't know. I was wondering the same thing. How do we not have a term for this?
It's just a blowjob. You watch porns, that's what the girls do all the time.
Yeah.
Any girl who doesn't do that probably is, like, just way overconfident or inexperienced.
I like it in porns when a girl, like, spit on the dick, though. Like,
ew, that's gross as hell, man. I hate that shit.
I like that.
Yeah. I think dudes will like spit on the pussy while they're eating her out. Like, what the
fuck? See, I've never done that either. That's in the same category as slapping the pussy. I'm like, really, dude? Nobody likes that.
You
stop
do
doing
that?
No.
Shit.
Never slap the tits either.
Yeah, I've been doing it all wrong. That shit all the time, and it takes
I hate that.
Out of it.
Me too. I'm like, why did you hurt her? Stop that. She was being so awesome.
Stop hitting the whore.
Really? I mean, come on. She's doing a great job.
Yeah, she's doing all right.
But porn is where you see the best BJs.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
How does AJ not like that when they're spit? Come on, you always wanted a chick to do that, right?
Yeah, I can get on board with
it. Spit on the dick?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't think the sound effect is appropriate, but yeah. If we had any kind of soundboard, you know that would be on it. That'd be like the first thing.
Yeah, I'm not saying any of my sound effects are like accurate, but, you know, they get the job across. Oh, hold on. Looks like we already have a message from a listener. Yeah.
Please don't be your stream's not working.
My brother's told me about a couple of times where he had bad handies, and I never had that, but I could see the stuff that he was talking about, how it would be bad. He's like, yeah, she would like go really fast for a minute and then stop and like slow down. It would like do this like this weird gripping, twisting motion, and I'm like, you're right. All those things sound terrible. I mean, it's really hard to fuck up a hand job. I think where it really goes wrong with you, if you're going to mess up a hand job, is girls overthink it. They think, like, I need to put more finesse on it than you do. You really don't. You really don't have to do anything. It just has to be consistent. You just put your hand on my wiener, you go like that, eventually, you know.
Well, I think
I'm heavy on that sound effect today.
I think in the case of John, in the chick's defense, doesn't he have a cock like a corkscrew?
I don't know if it's actually...
Come on, if that was me, I'd be like, how the fuck do I handle this?
I think that's an exaggeration. I think he just has a little bit of a curve in his dick.
Well, still.
But it's weird. I thought it was weird that it wasn't a curve you know, like an upward curve. It was a like to the side type curve. Where I don't have that. Yeah, and I was like, no, dude, I don't have a curve in my dick. It sticks straight out. And he was like, that's weird. I'm like, I really don't think so.
I disagree.
I think that's perfectly fine.
Would you think it was weird if it curved right instead of left?
I think curving up is something that actually happens.
I have a slight curve up. It's all right. Nothing drastic. Looks pretty much straight.
John Rhodes, one of our listeners, says, I've had some clumsy chicks that could not get the rhythm of a hand job down. Very distracting. And he's listening from work again, which is cool. I love that. A guy who's out on duty.
Nice move.
Helping to serve and protect takes the time to listen to the status bros. By the way, I got to go back and find it, man. John sent me a hilarious story about listening to our show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got to go back and find it for a second. But in answer to your question, I would not say it's a blanket statement that a BJ is always better than a handy.
No.
There's definitely times when a girl's forcing a bad BJ on you where you think, if you just like give me a handy, I could probably finish.
You could save us both a lot of time. I like that, Andrew, you refer to it as coaching when you're trying to give advice. You're not like trying to be helpful. You're like, I try to coach her.
Wait. In my mind, it was pretty much the same thing.
I guess so.
Yeah, I think you might be reading a bit too much into that statement.
Maybe a little. I don't know. Kevin, would you ever say you were trying to coach a chick when she's trying to give you a blowjob?
No, I've never done that, because that would completely turn me off if I had to do that.
Oh, no, it's not that whether or not you're trying to help out, it's whether you would refer to it as coaching.
Oh, yeah, I would refer to it as coaching.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fuck, maybe I just don't get it because I'm younger than you guys.
Maybe. I don't know what else you'd call it.
You got a few years on me. Maybe when I'm your age, I'll understand.
Maybe.
Yeah. You're very wise.
Damn it, this is taking me a while. I may have to,
save it for the second half.
Mustache, yeah. Or just forget to shave today.
No, I've been having a bad week, man, and I've just kind of. This is like my bummed out, depressed look.
You want to talk about
it? It's a no shave. No, not really.
I would like to know why you are depressed.
You want to know?
It's really the least you can do for me after that railing you gave me last.
The least I can do for him. That sounds like entitlement, like right there. Entitlement if I ever heard so, man.
I think railing is putting it lightly.
Well, you guys know I was casually seeing a girl for a while.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, that's been like a year now. Jeez.
Yeah. Okay, I don't want to talk about this. Okay, work also played into it. I've had an unbelievably stressful time at work.
Yeah?
Yeah. I had to run a whole bunch of shows this week that I'd never done and was kind of thrown in the deep end. And, yeah, that's right. Oh, I know what I'm doing wrong. He said it to me on my personal page. I'm looking through the show's messages. Okay. All right. Yeah, well, you guys want me to talk about this?
Yes.
All right. It was at a point where I was wondering if it would ever progress into, you know, a full-blown type where I would, relationship, like a boyfriend-girlfriend type of thing. That sort of exclusivity, that sort of commitment was never something that was ever discussed. Well, I mean, it was discussed, but never established.
Uh-huh.
And I was kind of at the point where it was really fucking annoying me, because I would bring it up, it would skirt the issue every time. But it was always presented to me in a way that suggested a temporary side of it, you know what I mean? It
sounds like a lot of shit.
Yeah, it sounds like a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
And don't ask me why, but for whatever reason, there was... We went to the pool on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
which was lovely.
The pool here?
Yeah.
That is a lovely pool.
It was a nice pool.
Yeah.
Banged a couple times.
Nice moves.
I got a beach. A good one.
With hand?
Did not wish it was a handy. Yes, with hand.
Nice.
And, yeah, everything was fine. And then for some reason, the next day, she sent a text, and... All right, you want me to get totally real with it? You guys want me? I mean, I always say honesty is the best way.
So you not be honest. You know, just make up what's entertaining.
Okay. Well, I wasn't making anything up, Andrew. I was just leaving out things that were significant. All right. Say, you know, we're not exclusives, and I'm not a controlling guy. I have no control over what the fuck she does or whatever when we're not hanging out. But let's just say her phone went off while she was on the counter and she was on the couch the day that we went to the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And I spotted, like, could see it was from a guy. And it wasn't anything totally, like, suggestive or anything like that. But whatever it said, just me not understanding the context and not knowing what the fuck it was or who the fuck it was, really just struck a nerve with me. Like, I don't know. I was able to put it aside at that time. I didn't really care. I went the rest of the day, you know, I was drinking or whatever, hanging out at the pool, went to bed. The next morning, I'm just hanging around when I had a little bit of time off, and I'm by myself. Actually, I was at work. I had to go to work at 6 a.m. the next day. I forgot. But
nice.
I had some time just to chill while I'm in one of the air studios at work. And it just really, really got to me. I don't know why. It just really, really stuck in my craw. And for some reason, at that moment, I said, you know what? That's it. Fuck it. Like, I'm done.
You didn't see the message? You just saw that there was an alert?
No. I pretty much just saw the alert. I caught a couple things from the message.
Right.
Some emojis that bothered me involved in it. I know it may sound retarded, but it just did, all right? I don't know why. It just really fucking got to me.
That was it.
So I... She was messaging me some bullshit. This thing, it was like, hey, the sermon today in church made me think of you. It was talking about things at work and how when you work hard and you're reliable, your bosses notice and you can likely to get a promotion. And I was a huge smartass. I said, wow, how profound. Like, who would have thought? That's something I would definitely need to go to church to learn. Like, you should make that a bulletin right away. And, of course, no response. Like, just fucking ignores me. And that's when I said, you know what? Like, I'm done with this. That shit on Saturday, like, I saw your fucking phone. It was the last straw. I'm done with this shit. And I'm checked out. And then nothing. No response. That was 5 days ago.
Wow, shit.
Yeah.
That sounds not very dramatic. Almost anticlimactic.
I agree.
I thought that was pretty dramatic.
For something that was very dramatic at its core, I would say the ending was very non-dramatic.
Yeah.
A couple of quick texts is what ended that. I would have expected that to go out in a blaze of glory.
That is weird.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're justified, though. Even if you didn't really understand what the message was about, it's the fact that you were spending time with this person and they're getting texts from a member of the opposite sex. You have no idea who this individual is. It could be a coworker, but you don't know. There's a little bit of dishonesty here, even if she's not telling you. Even if it's nothing.
Yeah.
That sucks.
All right, I know more than I'm telling, but I don't want to get into it right now.
All
right,
fair enough.
The bottom line is that it sucked.
We'll talk about it later.
All right.
Can we get her on the show?
I don't know. I'm feeling very vulnerable on the show right now. Like, much more vulnerable than I've ever been.
Nice.
But I will say that, yeah, it sucked. This made me very, very depressed.
Nice.
Yeah. I loved her. And that sucks.
That does suck.
That really sucks. I can't believe I said something that gay on the show.
Nah, it's all good.
Yeah, you know? But it's been very, very, very depressing. Thankfully, work has been unbelievably stressful and busy, which in a way is good because it took my mind off it a lot this week.
Yeah.
It was made me able to just kind of...
Except for today. I heard you got kind of chewed out today.
Yeah, I did. It sucks I can't say who I work for other shows, but man, this guy was a fucking douche.
He sounds like a douche.
There was a flaw in the technology and a flaw in the process in which I was trained for today's operation of a show.
Yeah.
I was trained in 2 days to run 4 shows. Now, this particular show that I'm talking about, it's supposed to be easy because I'm not running the clients live in their air studio, like,
yeah,
you know, where I'm sitting there and I'm running the board for everything.
Uh-huh.
I only have to run the board for a couple of things, and it's run through an ISDN line. Now, this show, I know how to work an ISDN for the most part, so I wasn't too worried. But the last 2 days where I trained for all of these shows,
right,
that particular show was pre-recorded, so there was nothing for me to train on.
Right,
we just played pre-recorded segments.
Done.
Yeah. So, I'm supposed to be able to hear their producer when he comes through on the ISDN line, and I can talk back and forth, let him know, like, you know, we got 30 seconds till you guys go live, all that stuff.
Right.
Nothing. Couldn't hear anything through the board.
Okay.
Like, nothing. There was nobody there. And I only have, like, a minute or two to set all of this up.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing's going, and all of a sudden, our disclaimer plays, and boom, dead air. And so I don't know what the fuck to do. But before I knew anything, engineers are running in like, what the fuck, why is there dead air? But if there's dead air for a short amount of time, it will kick in to where music starts playing.
Right.
So music started playing. I knew that was fine. But next thing you know, the people over at where this other show is, where they broadcast from,
right,
are on the phone with us, super pissed because they're a client. So the engineers are on the phone with them, and then for whatever the fuck reason, they hand it to me. Like, the last guy who would know anything about anything that's fucked up. And unexpectedly, I thought I was going to be talking to the producer, where I would be able to explain to him what happened. I'm speaking to the host, and he fucking cream-pied my asshole, reaming me out, dude. It was bad. Like, what the fuck is going on? The usual fucking board up. Never this never happens. You fucked up my show, dude. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. You're talking to the wrong guy. You're bitching to the wrong guy. So he says, I'm going to talk to whoever's in charge of marketing, whoever's in charge of this right now. And I said, there isn't anyone. There is no one here that I could put you on the phone with. Guy hangs up. That was it. So then the producer calls me. I talk to him. They call back through the ISDN. The second time they call through the ISDN, it works. The ISDN is back up, working fine.
Yeah.
So after that first segment was all fucked up, I loaded them up, and it worked fine after that. But still, man, what a mess.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of unwarranted aggression. Look, I get the guy's pissed, his show's not on the air, but Jesus Christ.
I'm feeling a little bit like the dude on Lebowski. I'm like, this aggression will not stand, man.
That guy's a huge douchebag.
Yeah, but I mean, I was not apologizing to him or telling him anything because it had nothing to do with me. So I'm saying, all I could say was, you're talking to the wrong guy. I don't know what to tell you.
Not my fault.
Yeah.
You handled that incredibly well.
Yeah.
I would have taken it very personally, which is probably something I should avoid in the future.
Indeed.
If I want to get into this business.
All right, have we had enough of Kevin fucking sharing for the first act? We move on to something funny, maybe?
I'll share, but that's not funny. So
I'll share something if you want.
Yeah, all right, go ahead. Talking into the microphone a little.
If you recall, last week I mentioned I had had coitus with a young lady from Tinder.
Correct.
And I may have mentioned on the show I wasn't really too into it. So I really didn't have a lot of plans to see her again. But I wanted to be nice about it, at least. I mean, I wasn't just going to quit responding to texts or anything like that. So
right.
I let her know, like, yeah, you know, I think you're cool and all. I'm really not looking for a relationship or anything like that. And she responds with, yeah, me neither. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. That's cool. We're good.
That is cool.
And then she sent me a message saying,
it's really cool.
Although I didn't get the impression that it was just sex, maybe you should state your intentions next time. And then I kind of felt like shit about that. Because it occurred to me, like, you know, that actually pretty much was what I was after. But in my head, I was the good guy. I was trying to be, you know, friendly and kind and everything like that. But no, I was really just kind of a piece of shit. Slept with her, and then I was like, well, I think I'm done now.
Okay, so before you slept with her, you had no intention of possibly, you know, kindling a relationship.
No, not really. I mean, she's cool and all. She's actually the first girl I've met who's not 300 pounds, who's into, like, metal and stuff like that. But I mean, she didn't go to college. She's got a kid she doesn't really see. I mean, she's been married before and shit like that. Just a very different sort of life experience. And I mean, I thought she was cool to hang out with, but I really couldn't see a connection there that was going to stand the test of time, certainly.
But you wanted to fuck her.
I did.
Was it good sex?
It wasn't bad, actually.
And she had condoms, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did she cycle through all the standard positions?
No, I was on top of her and then some doggy. But
oh, okay. That's weird. Well, I guess you guys switch spots, you know. That's pretty even. Pretty even.
Did you get a blowjob handy?
I did not, actually.
No. Can I call it a blandy from now on?
Yeah, I would say you can definitely call it a blandy.
Cool, blandy.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah, I will say one thing that is good is that last pool day I had.
Yeah?
With, you know, Chiquita Banana.
Yeah.
Was very nice.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got to hit up all of my faves.
What do you mean?
I got to peacock a little bit, do some doggy, had some of her on top on the couch, and got a beach.
Nice.
All my faves. That sounds, so, you know, that, yeah. I went out on a good note, I think.
Yeah.
But except it's still, I know I'm sounding more cavalier about it than I actually am. I'm actually pretty broken up about it. It sucks.
You sound great about it.
At least it was a good last day.
You are way better than me.
Well, right now, I'm not really... I can completely be myself on the show, you know? I have to be entertaining. I could come on here and be like fucking Eeyore. I can't be AJ.
You want to spend the last half of the show yelling at me, dude?
I was wondering if somebody was... No, I'm not in the mood to yell this week. I'm not. And if I was going to yell at somebody, I would yell at Char from Murray.
I'm just curious. How much of what happened last week was you being pissed off about something related to this and not...
This hadn't happened yet.
It had to be kind of brewing in the back of your mind. I mean, this was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back, it sounds like.
No, none of this had happened yet on last week's show. I think me freaking out on Andrew last week's show, a lot of that was garnered just from the stress of moving and doing a new show in a new place, and I was super, I don't know.
New studio's rough.
Yeah, it was rough.
Mm.
I was wound very, very tight
from
setting everything up here and getting it all ready, combined with work and everything, because I have to come straight here from work and then start putting everything together, and it was rough. Because I can't do it all myself. I need Zach here also to help set up a new studio.
Thanks, bud.
We have to figure out. I mean, he handles the visual aspects. I'm not a huge fan of this week's.
We're going to work on that.
But it's probably going to shift around a little before we get a setup just right.
Yeah.
We had a lot more space in my old studio. So maybe next week we can even do it at work. We'll see.
Yeah, maybe. Probably all right. Not.
But you remember, what was it, two weeks ago? Maybe 3 weeks ago when Andrew got his asshole waxed?
You're not talking about last week. No.
All right. None. I would say his asshole was more reamed last week.
Yeah, I remember.
That was a pretty clever pun, man.
Yeah, the waxed asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Andrew. I appreciate it.
I was joking.
If you want to thank me for anything else I do for the show, please go ahead. Now's the time.
I wouldn't hold my breath, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, go ahead.
If you wanted to say, like, I waxed the asshole that I just chewed him last week or something, like, maybe that would have made sense.
Yeah.
But anyway, so John Rhodes, the guy who's listening, the guy who's a cop, is on patrol, and he's listening to our show, the asshole
episode. That sounds so cool.
Which is a great episode. And here's his story. Okay, so I'm at work listening to episode 58, the cornhole waxing. When I had to stop someone, I get out of the car and make my initial contact. While I'm out talking to the violator, I hear you yelling and cursing. Apparently, I set the laser on the PA mic, and my phone started playing again. Luckily, the guy was cool and started laughing. Set the laser on the PA mic, that's what I meant to say, and my phone started playing again. Luckily, the guy was cool and started laughing and asked what the guy in my car did, and I said, you don't want to know, and he walked away. But that's still pretty fucking funny. There's some guys getting pulled over, and you can hear like the asshole waxing and us yelling about it
that's
in the background.
Great.
I mean, I would be very, very confused if a cop, because a cop encounter is already something that's so serious.
Yeah. I wonder if you let the guy go. Probably not.
I would have.
Yeah, me too.
But you should have told him about the show, man. Maybe yeah. I could have been a fan.
So I was thinking, still been promoting. Like, here's your ticket, and on there I wrote the name of the show I was listening to. Mm-hmm. If you don't mind giving him a listen.
No, so I thought that was a good listener story about an incident.
Yeah, good stuff, man. That's really cool. He listens to the show while he's driving around.
I totally forgot to mention our producer's not here. Did anyone notice?
No.
I'm not even talking about you guys. I meant the audience. Yeah. Hopefully you guys would notice. But what the fuck is the deal with him? I don't know. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Ryan?
Yeah.
It's a mess, man.
I mean, all the shows that I listen to and we see at work and stuff, they have... John says he did let him go.
Oh, nice moves.
Yeah. Damn, I forgot to even set up to see if anyone's calling us. Oh, shit. That's really weird.
What?
I pulled out my phone and John happened to be calling us. Hold on 1 second. Hold on, John. Sorry. I wasn't prepared for that this week.
Oh, am I on the show?
Yeah, you're on the show.
Oh, I just wanted to say about Crystal. I feel the same way Scar.
Dude, no fucking name drops.
Sorry, I forgot. I meant to say Chiquita.
Jesus. All right.
I feel the same way Scarface told about Omar. I never liked her.
Wait, what?
I said I felt the same way Scarface felt about Omar. I never liked her.
Oh, you're telling me that you don't like her? Fuck you. Why would you call in and tell me that?
Oh, I was saying that,
All right, so moving forward.
Hey, he was trying to explain himself.
No, fuck him.
Maybe he meant it in a different way.
Fuck that. I don't like his girlfriend either. She made him a fucking weirdo.
Wow.
She made John a fucking weirdo?
Yeah.
Have you ever met your brother before that?
She made him into this really weird, mushy, pussy faggot.
I love you, baby.
Yeah, like all this kind of bullshit. I love you, bunny. Fuck you. Crystal was fucking cool. Hey. You little prick. All right, anyway, remember that one week we were talking about best stuff to stick your dick in?
Yeah.
What are the odds, man, that I found a fucking article on that?
No shit.
Perusing, I found a fucking article, but it was titled Weirdest Shit Guys Have Stuck Their Dicks In.
All right, yeah, let's see what they got.
I thought it was great because we've talked about stuff that would be good to put our dicks in.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Hot Pocket or a can of spaghetti or... Yeah.
Or a can of Pillsbury cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, but then we also talked about like one article where sticking your dick in stuff goes horribly wrong, like the guy who tried to fuck the ATM.
Yeah, definitely.
That was bad. And it's funny, the picture they use for the article is one of those pictures of Jason Biggs from American Pie.
Of course.
Yeah, but a pie is a pretty... I mean, it's not that... Okay, you know what? It's a weird thing to stick your dick in, but it's not that bad of an idea.
The geometry is weird, but right. I think you can get on board with it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on a second, it's not letting me scroll.
I never got the stick of the dick through the top of the pie. I always want to try to bore a hole in the side. I don't know.
Well, if you take it out of the pan, it's going to lose its shape.
Yeah, I guess you'd have to like cut a hole in the side, but then you might cut something. And
hold on, this fucking article's not pulling up. I might have to do it on a computer.
Yeah.
I hate doing that. I'll just go to my Gmail. So, AJ, have you fornicated with any random chicks on Tinder since the last one, or...?
No.
One thing I'm kind of confused about, though, is that you were able to seal the deal with this chick, which is cool. Why would you not want a repeat occurrence until maybe you established
like
a new...
Back for the second or the third time. That's, I guess...
What, you feel like that's the line? That makes you a dick?
I kind of felt like morbidly that was what I was really hoping for, as I told him I'm not really into a relationship. He was like, oh, okay, that'd be cool. Let's fuck. But obviously it didn't really go like that. I guess in my head, that's what I was really going for. I wanted her to be my friend and then also bone her from time to time. But after that exchange with her... I felt like I said, okay, let's do it again. Either she'd be really offended or it'd be getting in a bit deeper
right,
into something
yeah.
I was going to walk away from anyways. So
I don't feel like I have as big of a filter or a morality gate as Andrew does on this particular thing where No, I don't know. It's a weird situation. It really is.
I think if she had been like 100% cool with it, I wouldn't feel bad at all. But given that she kind of implied it's certainly her feelings, I can't feel too good about it.
Did you like apologize? Like say I'm sorry,
no,
I didn't mean
I,
to mislead
I've not said
you
I'm sorry or a single time or anything like that.
It's because he's not sorry at all.
Well, I think that's probably legit.
Hmm.
I really want this to work on my iPad. I don't want to have to deal with my fucking computer.
I'm confused. What did you mean when you said, I think Andrew has a bigger morality gate on this than me?
I don't think
anybody can have less of a morality gate than
I
Andrew.
I would not feel as guilty as establishing a false sense of interest, maybe.
Really?
Involving, well, maybe I should, maybe I do, I don't know. I never really got that. I don't know.
Huh.
When was the last time you were not in a relationship, man?
I haven't been in a relationship in a year.
Is that how you think, Zach? Did that not seem like a relationship to you?
Well, you guys think I've been exclusively monogamous the last year?
Have you not been?
No.
Why don't you tell us a bit about that?
I would rather not. I want to talk about stuff guys put their dicks in.
Now I'm more curious about this. Why don't you tell us a bit about it?
Well, you know what? I'm the host, Andrew. I do the interviewing here.
Oh, okay.
You know what? We got 5 minutes left.
You know what? I feel entitled to know about this.
We'll talk about it after the break.
Why don't we talk about it now?
Okay. Weirdest things guys stuck their dicks in. Another table?
What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, I was going to wonder that same thing.
What about the first table?
That happened, guy is the only one who stuck his dick in a table somehow. Oh, right, actually, there was a guy that we brought up, I think, who fucked a picnic table in the one we... thing we talked about. Hold on, let me just make sure we're still alive. Okay, good. Stick his dick in a table somehow. Ohio was videotaped by his neighbor having sex with his picnic... Why is it was a picnic table?
Hey, if you were monogamous, why were you pissed at Crystal exactly?
This guy fucked the table 4 times. You know why I was pissed at Crystal?
Why?
Because I always was the one trying to not make it that way. I didn't want it to be like that. My hand was forced. I wanted it to be... I would have absolutely at least given it a shot to enter into a faithful monogamous relationship with her. Exclusive relationship.
There.
Is that the information you wanted to hear?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm a serial monogamist, dude. I never fucking cheated on anybody. If she wanted to do that, I absolutely would have done that. I mean, I'm not saying it would have worked out. Who the fuck knows? But I absolutely would have given it a try.
Did she know about these other girls?
Huh?
Did she know about the other girls?
No.
So she really didn't have the shot either.
Do I?
She didn't really know that what the score was. She didn't really have a shot at it either, huh?
Okay, look. Andrew's getting everything all twisted. Can we get through this and we'll talk about it more in the second half? I promise I'll talk about it more in the second half.
I think this is much more interesting than the stories about dudes fucking tables. We've already talked about that anyways.
We could do a whole second half on this.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. You know what? Fine. Now I don't want to talk about it anymore. How the fuck is Andrew now dictating the course of my show?
It's like the news story last week where you're like, and Zach's news, and it was an interesting story, but the way it was framed made it fucking boring.
We only got 2 fucking minutes left anyway.
Yeah, the story now. I contributed to the show, but I'm pretty entitled to everything here, so...
Are you saying you're not contributing now?
No, that was really got under my skin last week, because, you know, I was the guy who got my asshole waxed. I did bring that story to the show. I showed up when I had fucking food poisoning, and then to have him sit here and, like, question my dedication and be like, you know, you're not really into the show. Even that one time when you deleted the program and I walked off, you had told me specifically, I don't care if you're leaving right now. Like, it's fine, man. Go do what you gotta do.
Well, yeah, I'm not gonna force your hand. I didn't want you to do it because I wanted you to do it. I wanted you to do it because you wanted to do it.
But you said it was okay, and then
of course I did. I would have said the same thing.
Weeks, you decided to bring this up and act like I'm an asshole because of it.
Like, I thought we buried the hatchet on this.
Yeah, I thought this was a dead issue.
How did we bury the hatchet?
I apologize. We talked about it. We buried the hatchet.
Yeah, it was done.
Yeah, you were clammed up.
Whatever.
What are you pissed about?
I think I just told you.
Besides John Rhodes, Morgan, my friend from work, everyone I know who listened thought you were a dick.
How was I?
You know why they thought you were a dick?
You know what? I'm done. I'm going to quit the show.
You know why they thought he was a dick? Because you left the mics open the entire time during the break last week, and they heard him bitching about it.
Wait, so this was my fault?
No. I'm just saying.
I'm fucking tired of this, man.
You started this week.
No, not anything to do with you anymore, but the audience, like, is something that they don't have to deal with on a weekly basis. They don't really know me, and they're going to decide that I was a dick in a situation like that, whereas some dude was railing me for half a fucking hour. Dude, fuck that. Like, if that's how little I'm appreciated on the show, then yeah, I'm done.
I don't understand what you think that, I mean, what you feel that you do that is unappreciated.
Were you not here last week, man?
Yeah, but what, I mean, what is it that I should be appreciating more?
It's... You know, if the audience is sitting there saying, oh, there was no equivocation at all, like, this was all Andrew being a dick and Kevin being the hero, then, all right, fine. You know what? Great.
I don't think that's what's going on.
Yeah, I don't either. I think you're getting a little...
Y'all can enjoy the Kevin and
Zach. You're getting way too black and white on this.
That's exactly how you just made it sound. You quoted off like five names that everybody thought you were a dick. So, you know what? Fine.
Fuck. I would have quoted the exact same names if they told me that I was being out of line in this and when I was an asshole.
Okay, wait. You said something during the break. Okay.
I went a little Bill O'Reilly last week. I'll admit that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, I went off the rails.
You said something during the break. They heard it. I forgot to turn it off. Sorry. That was my bad. Okay. You brought it up on the show. Kevin said something about it. Got a little out of control. Yeah. But if at the end of the day, they still think that what you said during the break made you a dick, then, I mean, what are you going to do?
If somebody really thought him sitting there and talking to me like that was less dickish than me saying, hey, maybe the break could be a little bit shorter, then...
Yeah, they do, because they know what I go through to make the show happen.
Because they're fucking homes. They can go off and do whatever they want during the break.
Andrew, you see what Zach and I do to make the show happen. How can you act like we're all equal? I'm not saying
I don't
that,
know how to do it.
I'm not saying that you have to be equal. I'm just saying shut the fuck up during the break.
Hey, well, you're not going to have to worry about it anymore, man, so that's fine.
If that's seriously what's going to make you quit, then you're a fucking pussy. We're at 31 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and take a break. We got a lot of stuff to get to after this. Maybe Andrew and I will fight again. I don't know. Maybe Andrew won't even be here. Maybe I'll talk some more about my sexcapades in the last year. Who the fuck knows? We got lots of stuff coming up next here on The Status Bro.
This is Zach the Youngblood Lewis, and you're listening to The Status Bro. We'll be right back.
And we're back on The Status Bro Show, streaming live on Ustream.com. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. Oh, sorry, I forgot to mute my phone there.
Oh, shit, I did too.
But I am joined with my co-host...
Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Our other co-host...
Andrew Biergren.
He said that really far away, but it's okay. That's okay. It's okay. Biergren. It's okay. It's okay. We heard it. Biergren. We got into, that was a very, there's a lot of stuff crammed into that first half there this week.
Lots of things were in motion.
I know, rather than dick jokes and stuff like that, I feel like it got a little serious.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I think we're entitled to every once in a while, though. I don't think that's weird.
Andrew, do you want to clear the air a little, or do you feel that everything's...
I mean, what can I really say? Last week, I felt like I certainly was not the aggressor in that. I actually went back and listened to it, and the first like 10 minutes there, I sound like I don't really understand what Kevin is so pissed off about. And to hear that the audience perceived me as being the asshole in that situation, yeah, it's fucking aggravating.
I was the aggressor. I mean, I'll cop to that, absolutely.
I think Kevin's a very likable guy.
Oh,
and
thanks.
That is, you know, you're absolutely right. And I'm not. And I've never really understood quite why that is. I'll meet people, I'll be very cordial in the interaction, I won't have a negative thing to say about them, and then I'll hear later on, oh yeah, so-and-so doesn't like you. I don't fucking get it. I don't understand why. But I guess that's just how I am.
Well, all I would like is for you and I to be good. You know, I don't want there to be any... I think we're okay,
that's
right?
That's everything, Kevin. I can't remember the last time I hung out with you outside of the show. So yeah, to me at this point, it does kind of feel like a job.
That's not just you, though. I don't haven't hung out with anyone outside of the show.
That is true.
You seem to have plenty of time to hang out with some of these girls.
Well, come on. I mean, that's different. Everybody kind of puts that stuff at a... Plus, it's, you know, a circumstance where people who live around here live close. I don't know. I haven't had a lot of free time lately.
Like 10 minutes from you now, dude.
Do you really?
Yes.
Nice. I didn't know you were that close.
Yeah, I have to pay to use the toll road, but yeah, it's not that far.
Also, another thing about Andrew is that... he has a very demanding job, Monday through Friday job, and weekends are pretty much your free time, and my weekends are mostly completely fucked, because I work at 6 a.m. Saturday and Sunday, and I think that probably factors into that situation there.
No doubt.
And also, I want to go ahead and straighten some things out with my brother. I don't dislike his girlfriend or anything like that, and it was unfair of me to say that she made him weird. Because, I mean, granted, John is a little weird. He's a little bit, he's a little different with this girl than he was, that I've ever seen him be with anyone else. But that's not because of her. I mean, that's a mutual thing. He clearly found something, you know, a girl he clicks with. But am I not going to take notice that he's way different and is than I've ever seen him before? You know, of course I'm going to notice that. But no, I don't dislike his girlfriend or anything like that. It's just when I'm telling you guys a story that clearly is rooted emotionally for me, and I say, come clean on the air that this was, you know, that I love this girl and this really broke me up. And John calls in and says, yeah, I want to let you know I never liked her. I think it makes sense that struck a nerve with me.
I wouldn't disagree.
Thank you, Zach.
Yeah.
Can I add something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to trust you not to get pissed off and this not turn into a repeat of last week or anything like that. Do we want to go down this road?
Yeah, all right. At all? That's okay.
I was there when this began, so I'm kind of familiar with the circumstances, which our audience is not. But given kind of the circumstances of how it began, are you really surprised that this is kind of how it turned out?
No, Andrew's right. There was definitely a sordid origin to this relationship that I can't really defend. I can't defend her or myself, as far as that's concerned. We could talk about it if you want.
Doesn't matter to me. I mean, it's your relationship, man.
Well, I mean, if there's anything else that you guys wanted to know or you think the listeners need to know about it, I'll share.
I'm kind of curious about how she... Because this has been going on for a long time. This is...
A year.
Got to be a year, yeah.
Yeah. Over a year.
What kind of excuses was she giving you that put you off for that long? I mean, like, 3 months, 6 months, I can understand, but Jesus. Yeah,
honestly, for the majority of the time, I liked it. Because when I was in my most recent relationship with Ashlyn for 5 years, there was a long time towards the end of our relationship where I felt trapped, terrified even almost, where I wasn't happy anymore. I don't know. I felt trapped in a circumstance that I couldn't get out of. But everyone's afraid when they're in those situations because they say, maybe I'm just being an asshole, maybe... What if I break this off prematurely or out of something that's some need that I think I have to fill that isn't justified? And what if that's a choice that I end up regretting forever? You know, everyone has that fear. Like, what if I pull the trigger on this and I made an enormous mistake and she'll be the one who got away forever? So that drew that on. And maybe with the Chiquita Banana situation, I was afraid that if I entered into another monogamous thing that I may end up feeling trapped and stuck again. And that's something that I wanted to avoid. So I almost liked the lack of commitment. It gave me a sense of freedom that maybe was, I don't know, a fallacy. Maybe it was fabricated. Maybe it wasn't really real. Maybe I just wanted to believe it was real. Maybe I was in a relationship, almost in a serious monogamous relationship, that I just didn't want to admit that was the situation. I felt like if I never put a label on it or locked it down, that was a good thing. But there were times when I would second guess myself and I would say, you know what, I really like this girl, I love spending time with her, I want to do this. And when I would do that and she would shoot it down, it felt like I would immediately go to that place where I'm like, okay, that's good, that's what I wanted anyway. This gives me the freedom that I wanted. Even though maybe that freedom was false. I don't know. Am I explaining that clearly?
I don't know if you can say it's false, certainly, but I think if you were really hearing that for this long, I think you probably saw the writing on the wall, but you didn't really want to admit it to yourself.
Probably. So much. That's probably true.
Does it kind of bother you the way this ended? She was almost the guy. You blew up on her, and then she didn't even bother responding?
A little bit, yeah. Because I've come to this place, but I've been in this place before where I pulled the plug and was like, fuck this, I'm not going to do it anymore. And it elicited a response of urgency from her to try to salvage it. You know, saying, let me come by tonight and we'll talk about this. Like, don't do that yet. Like, we need to talk. And then the fact that I did that and then it just, I got nothing back in response. Yeah, that kind of sucks. Maybe it shows that I was never really that important. Or maybe she thinks that my closing words were so severe that it meant, you know, fuck him, I'm never going to talk to him again. But I don't think so. I think I was much more harsh other times when this happened.
For what it's worth, every time one of my Facebook friends goes to church and posts something like, oh, the sermon was so profound, I kind of want to slap him too.
Yes, me too. Plus, granted, Andrew, you know about this. Zach knows a lot about this too. Considering the sordid nature of our relationship, it was not of good. It was wrong, a lot of it. How we ended up together, kind of, for that time. It was fucked up. And then for that, like, to be giving lectures, like hearing things about God and how I should go to church, and yeah, it factored into my head that how are you someone who can pass judgment on me for my religious standing? I found that absolutely amazing. Maybe I say absolutely too much. I don't know. Have we done this topic to death? Is there anything else you guys want to know that you think I need to?
That pretty well covered.
Expand on. Okay. How about news with Zach? Do you have news this week?
I don't want to do this again, Kevin.
What?
I don't want to get into news right after something that was actually interesting.
Well, we can't do this forever. What else do you guys want to know?
Interesting. No, I'm not saying we have to do that. I just think, I don't know, maybe we shouldn't barrel our way into a topic that typically is pretty boring.
But why do I get asked about Tinder and shit like that every week, but nobody ever asks Ryan anything? Is it just because they assume Ryan hasn't done anything?
No, I'll tell you why.
He's still a virgin as far as I know.
The guy could have the most interesting, funny story you've ever heard about an encounter with a woman, and I won't be able to get it out of him.
And if you
won't talk. Even when I try my best interviewing skills to pull anything I can out of him, he gives me nothing. Either he responds with something that makes no sense and turns listeners off, or he just responds with one-syllable words. It's really, really annoying. And I've learned that every time I try to go to Ryan to create some sort of a bit or content, it falls completely flat. So now I basically just, I don't include him at all. Because I know it's just going to be a waste of time. Now, I had that game set up for this week that really only required him to say one-word responses. And he's not here. So I finally had something I thought that catered to his style and combined with our style and could be an interesting bit, and he's not here.
Why isn't he here?
I don't know. He didn't really tell us a reason why he's not here this week.
Hey, I want to see. We need to have a Ryan segment once.
See, I was going to have a Ryan segment. Well, I've wanted for a long time to talk about Ryan's sexuality in general because he doesn't talk anything about it. You don't hear about him with girls. You don't hear about him with anything. I don't know.
He's incredibly defensive about it.
He's incredibly defensive.
I don't think it's... I've never even heard him get asked, so I don't know.
Like I don't know, man.
One time during the break, he said he could be gay.
Yeah, and then he talked about it on the show.
Yeah, and I brought it up, and he was like super sensitive about it, which to me is a red flag.
I don't think he's actually gay.
Would it really surprise you that much if Ryan was gay?
I wouldn't even mind that much. I don't know. I'd like a little honesty for once.
Well, of course I wouldn't.
But it would bother you somehow?
Yeah, no, of course I wouldn't care if he was gay. I wish he would be honest.
Let's not push blame off, okay? You were the one asked, not me. I don't care at all. I think it'd be interesting to know a little bit more about the guy, considering he clams up every time we try to talk to him.
I agree.
I think we need to ask him straight up. Ryan, are you gay?
We've tried to ask him, too. I've tried to go into... Well, we did once on a segment that never actually aired.
Oh, shit, you're right. That never went to air.
Right. I'm trying to... Yeah.
Yeah, no. Well, he didn't answer, so for everybody that wants to know, it went nowhere.
But when we try to dive into stories about his, like, losing a virginity, everything he gave us was very vague and very,
To his credit, I don't particularly like talking about the sexual encounters on here either. I do it for the sake of the show, but,
I don't think anybody really does.
I like talking about sexual encounters on the show.
You two sure seem to love talking about
it. Well, Zach, when was your last sexual encounter?
Last time we talked about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember how that even played out. How'd you end up getting laid? Because I know you were in a bit of a...
You were
in a bit of a limbo for a while.
Yeah, it was like 3 in the morning when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Totally random. She woke up, rolled over, said, hey, let's go.
She woke up.
All right.
Was she like, reach over and grab your junk?
Something like that.
Okay. That's always a good move. I mean, that'll wake me up in a very... That's probably the most pleasant way I've ever...
It's actually my roommate's dog barking in his room. He was gone.
Oh, and it woke you both up?
Yeah.
And then you just kind of started, you know, you're snuggling up against each other and things are rubbing against one another.
Yeah, trying to go back to sleep with the dog barking, and she was like, hey, so... I was like, yeah, definitely. And was.
I like that. I think that's pretty cool.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Considering it had been a while.
I was reading to Maxman once, years ago, and I'm probably going to butcher this joke, but a man and his wife are in the bed, and his wife tells him, honey, you know, from now on when we get into bed, if you want to have sex, squeeze my hand twice. If you don't want to have it, just squeeze my hand once. And he's like, okay, perfect. If you want to have sex, pull my dick once. If you don't, pull it 150 times.
I like that. That's pretty funny.
I can get on board with it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's good. When you did do it, Zach, I mean, because it had been a while, did you just get on top and then did you finish pretty quick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
I kind of told her that would happen.
In your situation, I probably would have told her straight up, like, there's probably no chance of you finishing here, but, you know.
Yeah, I felt bad. That definitely didn't happen.
Yeah.
Which made me feel shitty because it had been so long. It's a little emasculating when that doesn't occur.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I always had a great record with that in terms of, you know, my recent lady I've been talking about today.
Yeah.
The very last day that I talked about that I said was a good day, which it was. I mean, it was great for me. Mm-hmm. But that day, she never finished.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. But I went out on a high note. So, I mean, in this circumstance, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Now, do you feel in a better place to talk about some news? You want me to start it off? I got some stuff. A story that I found interesting.
Sure.
All right. This is something that piqued my interest when browsing the web today. It said, this study says you're better off driving drunk than driving high. And I think that is the biggest bullshit I've ever heard.
That sounds
We've all drank awful. Booze before. We've all got stoned before. Can anyone here say that there's any validity to that statement?
No.
All right, so let's see what the story says. According to this study,
mm-hmm.
driving while drunk might be less dangerous than driving while high. I'm guessing the researchers kept getting asked for advice on whether it's better to drive while hammered or stoned, and since refraining from doing either is absolutely out of the question, I have to agree, they went ahead and threw some drunks and stoners in a car and tossed them the keys. The study observed and measured people's ability to drive in a straight line that found that those who were under the influence of alcohol typically deviated 2.2 centimeters from a straight line, while those under the influence of marijuana deviated 2.7 centimeters. Oh, sorry, I meant centimeters for both of them. But still, I mean, we're talking a matter of a fraction of centimeters here. I'd find this more impressive if people were deviating by 2.7 feet instead of centimeters, which is what they say in this article. And I have to absolutely agree, because I don't see anything about this that makes sense to me.
Look, I'll tell you where that went wrong, all right? I can tell you right now. Here's what happened. They got a bunch of people together and said, all right, we're going to have you drive in a straight line, and whoever deviates the most, drunk or high, is fucked, all right? So they took half the group, put them in a room, said, all right, let's get hammered. And they all got hammered and said, okay, driving a straight line. And when you're hammered, you look at it as like a test. You're like, oh, fuck, dude, I got to do this perfect. You know, it's just what you do when you get behind the wheel, of course. You drive as cautiously as possible. It makes a lot of sense.
See, I have to disagree with you
there. As cautiously as
yeah, see, when I get behind the wheel and I'm drinking, I think I'm not scared at all. I think, like, dude, I'm a rock star driver right now. I know exactly what I'm doing. I think getting stoned makes me paranoid, where I think everyone knows I'm stoned. I'm driving terribly, and so I almost compensate for it by being more cautious.
Right, but let me finish. I think they took the other people in the room okay. and said, hey, let's get toasted, and they were all like, oh, fuck yeah, dude. Suddenly they become very comfortable with their setting, all right, whereas the drunk people are, you know, little on edge.
Right.
Even though they're hammered. But the stoners were like, fuck yeah, dude, we all just got stoned in a room together. We talked about life. It was cool, all right? Now I'm going to get behind the wheel of the car and drive. I don't give a fuck. That's what I think happened. I think the stoners just didn't care. Now maybe I'm wrong. Maybe stoners don't drive in a particularly straight line. You know, I don't know. But either way, it sounds like total bullshit.
It sounds like total bullshit to me, because like you're saying about the straight line thing, I can tell you, no one is proud of it, but everyone's driven drunk. We all have. We've done it before.
At some point.
And there were times in my life, and I'm ashamed of it, I'll admit, but there were times in my life when I did it. And I think there were times in my life that I was inebriated to the point that I swerved, maybe, you know? I don't think ever from smoking marijuana and then getting behind the wheel of the car that it ever caused me to swerve, no matter how stoned I was.
You just sit back and enjoy the ride.
Right.
Right.
I mean, I'm a little paranoid, so I'm super cautious. I stop, you know, the right. I put on my single 100 feet before a stop sign, that kind of thing. And I think there's absolutely no legitimacy to this study.
No, me neither. Plus, driving in a straight line is an awful fucking test. It's like they had them driving an obstacle course. They were like, hey, drive a straight line. And 2.7 centimeters off the
right.
line, that's not very fucking far.
All right, and we're not talking about just a little buzz here. Like, you had a couple of drinks or you had a puff of weed. We're talking you're super baked, super drunk.
Right.
Now, if you're super baked or super drunk, I mean, hammered, shit-faced, and stoned beyond belief. If we're talking outside of a car, which do you think you would have a better shot at walking a straight line doing?
Probably being stoned.
I would say absolutely being stoned.
Really?
Yes.
I was going to say drunk.
All right, well, here's a little quote from the article.
No, you're right. Stoned. You're absolutely right.
The researchers concluded that the percentage of TOL... What is that? I don't know what that means.
TOL. Terms of limit.
The percentage of TOL was not significantly affected by either alcohol or marijuana alone, but that it was much higher when both substances were used together. Okay, that sure as fuck makes sense
absolutely.
To me. Similarly, in a test that involved Following other cars, drivers' reaction times under the influence of either THC or alcohol was not significantly different from the double placebo. But they did react slower when both substances were used together. Well, that's just, I mean, being drunk and stoned is a whole other animal.
No, yeah, it's the eye of the storm.
Being drunk and stoned, you should not be behind the wheel of a car.
Not at all.
I'm not going to argue that.
No.
Truth be told, being super baked, you probably shouldn't be behind the wheel of a car either.
No.
I would say if marijuana is legalized, that there should be some kind of penalty for driving super baked. And any under the influence driving should be punishable by law.
Well, I think that
they're running into real problems with that in Denver.
Because it's hard to field Washington. Test people for it.
Exactly.
Nobody's going to, I mean, they don't want to blood test people outside. I mean, it's hard to get something, make something like that happen. And there really is no, but this should tell you something. The fact that there's no field test to judge whether you may be under the influence of marijuana should say something about the drug itself.
Yeah.
I mean, you can easily field test someone to see if perhaps they're drunk. There are very significant indicators.
Definitely.
If stuff like that doesn't exist for marijuana, then maybe that should tell you that it's not as debilitating of a drug in terms of your cognizance and presence of mind and motor skill abilities.
I don't think anybody really disputes that anymore. I think it's a bunch of old dudes who don't want to look stupid by saying, yeah, we were wrong all along.
Right.
You're probably
right. Andrew, do you think there should be some regulation of whether you can drive super stoned or not?
Yeah, I'd say I certainly don't want to share the road with a bunch of stoned drivers, but I mean, if you have roads, period, you're going to have roadkill. Yeah, my question would be, is it really going to be a different situation if you legalize weed than if you don't? People are still going to smoke it. They're still going to be on the road. You're still going to have idiots who are going to drive when they shouldn't.
Right. Same with alcohol, though. People are always going to do that shit.
Absolutely.
I guess, yeah, if I had to pick one, if I was driving with a group of drunk people or driving with a group of stoners on the road,
yeah,
I'd take the stoners.
I would, too. Absolutely. Any day.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Now, the end of the article says, of course, the researchers say that they're doing either one and driving is bad, of course, like what we just established, but doing both and driving is like putting a bunch of kittens in a bag and smashing it with a sledgehammer. Moral of the story, if you're going to get fucked up, no matter what you're doing, you still shouldn't drive. And I can appreciate that on some level.
That's some deep shit.
Yeah.
They really needed a study for that?
I think it's a horrible metaphor, but I can get on board with it.
Yeah, I don't know that I agree with the metaphor either.
Yeah, kittens in a bag and smash them with a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
If I was drunk and stoned, there's no way I could get kittens in a bag. Or hit them with a sledgehammer.
All right, now we got... I know... Zach, do you really want to quit doing news? I mean, you don't have to. Okay, that just popped up?
Yeah.
Okay, we may have lost like a half a second of audio there. Yeah, no, sorry, guys.
Your stream's still going.
All right. Okay, yeah, well, no, we should still be good then.
It's not that I don't... like the news segment, I do. I just feel like I'm bad at picking out stories. I feel like a lot of the stories that I say fall flat, if not all of them. And I feel like it's gotten to a point where sometimes you're like, well, I kind of want to segue out of this. How about we do news real quick, and that'll be a good buffer.
Well, stories are always... They're not all going to hit every week, man. That's just part of the news.
Well, no, but I don't feel like any of them hit any week.
Well, you know, the story about dudes having sex with weird things and stuff like that, I understand exactly why you picked that. I just feel like it's the type of thing that, you know, it's probably funny once. And, I mean, I feel like we keep on going back to the same wells.
Well, I wanted to bring it back just because I thought it was, I thought it was funny. I had another, you know, I love lists. You know, I had the list, and you don't like that one. I mean, Zach, do you have some news stories you want to do?
I do.
All right, well, you can go and do your news.
All right, cool.
I had a list of 20 most annoying habits of 20-something guys, according to girls. We could do that, unless you feel your news is stronger. I don't feel like this is that really good of a list, so.
What was the list? 20-something guys?
The 20 most annoying habits of 20-something guys. Like, guys in their 20s.
That list sounds more interesting.
You really think so?
I do. I can read you my headlines.
Well, some of these things, you won't? Do you want to? Go ahead.
I'll read you the headlines I have, and if any of them sound interesting, tell me and I'll read them.
All right.
All right?
Yeah, sure.
Let's go that way.
Okay.
Let's field test them.
I can do that.
Yeah. All right. Number one, strippers accused of drugging men with Molly, robbing them of $200,000.
Wait, read it one more time? That was very weird.
Strippers accused of drugging men with Molly, which is what, a drug?
It's a pure form of MDMA. It's like a clean ecstasy is what they call it.
Would you really drug somebody with ecstasy?
And robbing them of $200,000.
You'd use like Rohypnol or something. I don't know. What do you think, Andrew? I'm not overblown by it.
Let's not spend a lot of time on it, but hit me with the bullet points.
Yeah, give us the broad strokes.
All right. I don't know. This is ironic. This is a story that I think I found a lot earlier in the year. and I don't remember if I told it on the show. You'll be able to tell me if I did or not. A dude got a lawyer and was taking a strip club to court because he said that he blew like $75,000 there one night. Or his credit card said that, and he had no recollection of spending that money. Now, I figured that was bullshit. I was like, well, he got hammered, he spent the money, and suddenly he's going to blame him on some bullshit.
That's exactly what I would think. And right. No, you have not told that story on the show.
No, well, I should have, because at one point I had it.
$75,000.
Yeah. Well, it turns out...
That's huge money,
I think it was,
man,
more like 35.
Still huge money.
Yeah, that's like buying a 10% stake in the strip club or something.
Well,
yeah.
It turns out that guy's... This is actually... Yeah,
exactly, that
guy
should be
case.
A partner.
Apparently it turned into a class action thing because he found other dudes who had gone to the strip club and had similar events happen to them where they were like, I spent money I didn't remember spending. 4 strippers were arrested in New York for allegedly drugging several men and charging their credit cards with purchases totaling $200,000. So it wasn't just one dude, but still, that's a lot of fucking money.
Okay, yeah.
That's actually pretty goddamn smart of the stripper's part. Like, who's going to go to court and be like, oh, is that the strip club? And
that actually is a pretty good scam, I gotta say.
You know, hey, this dude's on drugs. And
that's a decent racket. I almost refuse to believe that strippers came up with that idea. There had to be a ringleader on that.
Apparently the manager of the place called the Roadhouse in Queens was charged with conspiracy, grand larceny, and tampering with physical evidence.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so he was running the whole show. Let's see. What were they on? They actually say what drug they were on. Ah, dancers' tactics involved giving the men molly, ketamine, and cocaine, taking them into private rooms, and running up charges on their cards.
Hmm. Ketamine makes sense. That's a horse tranquilizer.
Now, ketamine absolutely makes
That's
sense.
That's a horse tranquilizer?
Yeah.
But, yeah, cocaine would just get them, you know, riled up.
You guys know your drugs, man.
Yeah, I do.
I've never taken ketamine.
I haven't either.
No, I'm
but
not
I spent a lot of time on Wikipedia and Arrowhead and WebMD.
I don't know these at all.
You know, drugs are interesting.
Maybe they started with cocaine.
I swear, all the stories on Arrowhead sound exactly the same. Like, I
oh,
this
right, right, right. No,
horrible,
I hate the self-testimonials.
Awesome,
yeah.
Man. Who gives a shit?
Hold on. I got a couple of messages here.
They got an Arrowhead for a bath salt. I bet some of those stories are kind of interesting. I killed this homeless dude in his face. It was amazing.
You know what, guys? You know what's really distracting me from the news in general?
What's that?
I'm fucking pissed about the stuff that I heard during the break.
From who?
The today that show got fucked up.
You really want to talk about it?
The host of that show went on another forum, a much more major forum than his fucking shitty-ass show goes on, and it blasts me on another show.
Not...
On the air!
Yeah, no, it was you. He didn't say your name.
No, but he didn't know my fucking name.
Yeah, it doesn't make it okay.
No, it doesn't. And basically, me, whose fault it was not in any way, I get the one who's blasted on public airwaves?
Of course.
I mean, what the fuck?
Well, I mean, Kevin, clearly...
My qualifications, my expertise, my ability as a radio professional have to be blasted by some guy who doesn't fucking know what he's talking about? I mean, there's so many other things he could have said about that had nothing to do with me that caused that problem.
You're absolutely right.
And I find that offensive.
Well,
and
clearly this guy was really personally hurt by it. I mean, he went to the trouble to call into a show that was much bigger and probably a whole lot better than his.
Much, much bigger.
And decided to bitch about it. And not only that, but blame it on somebody else.
He blamed a specific employee by the job title.
Right.
Naming me.
Mm-hmm.
In another forum that day. Yeah, so, I mean, how can that not bother me?
In front of
that I was thrown under the... I was thrown to the wolves, thrown into the fucking shark tank, and a problem happens that's beyond my control, and without knowing the details of what happened, yeah, he calls me into question. That does bother me.
Yeah, on a live show.
On a live show.
With a much wider audience.
A much, much larger audience.
Now, I get that most of these people probably had no idea what the fuck this guy was talking about, and they probably thought it was really fucking boring.
They probably didn't care.
Because in reality, nobody does care.
Right.
Who fucking cares? Some dude calls into a show and bitches about how his show got fucked up. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. I almost feel in a way that it was a fuck you.
It's poor broadcasting is what it is.
Yes. You know what is really funny, though? I mean, at the end of the day, the people like that he's bitching about, really, at the root cause of it, he's still bitching about me on a radio show that's still owned and run by the same fucking people.
Of course.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean...
No, it's like getting on the air and bitching
about
your boss.
The same technology and the functionality that you're bitching about is the same that you're depending on to be speaking about me.
Yeah, I know.
That's just the whole thing. Fucking.
Yeah, it's complaining to the customers about your boss is what he was doing.
Yeah.
This is going to happen in every single industry, though.
I know.
You've built the bad jobs for. I'm sure you've had people complain to you, to your face, be really angry with you.
When they had nothing to do with
it. Yeah, about stuff that you have zero control over, about problems you can't fix.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't mean it's not going to stick in your craw.
Yeah, but I didn't go to a different place of business, gather all the people into a room, and then bitch about it to them.
Well,
that's the difference.
True.
You guys don't do that when something.
No, sometimes you gotta own up to it.
I'm fucking with you.
Don't get me wrong. Shit happens. Sometimes stuff doesn't go your way. That's exactly what happened to you, and that's exactly what happened to this guy. There's no way he has to push the blame onto you.
Right.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. You just bitched at the wrong person.
The wrong person.
Yeah. And that I'm not gonna lie, that bugs me a little bit. As a professional, someone who takes their job very seriously, that bothers me.
Right. I think what this was a lack of professionalism.
Yes. It was not garnered by me.
No.
So, yeah.
That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
If I ever go on somebody else's show and bitch about this show, slap me in the face.
Andrew, what? You're what are you guys saying this?
No, I'm just... I get at least one call a week from some dude who'll call and be like, hey, I drove this truck 1,000 miles and it broke down. I'm like, right, well, that sucks, man.
That's absolutely nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Like, no, man, you gotta help me with this. I'm like, well, I can call the mechanic for you, but, I mean, that's...
That scenario or analogy is 100% applicable to what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
It really is.
It is.
That hits it right on the head.
You know, there was somebody I was talking to earlier this week at another thing I was working, when somebody came up to me and asked me a question, mm-hmm. a customer of sorts, and I said, I really have no idea those people at that table might be able to help you out. And he seemed genuinely upset. He was like, how do you not know this? And, like, turned around and walked away. And my coworker was like, wow, dude, that sucks. I was like, you know, if there's anything I've learned in 4 years of college and then my time before that and education and working in the, you know, public service industry, it's that being able to pass the buck is fucking awesome. It's nice. You can just be like, oh, I don't know. I mean, I know you sometimes aren't afforded that ability in your position now. Sometimes you have to take the brunt of that.
Yeah,
you're the person the buck is passed to, but...
There are times...
But the person the buck is passed to gets the least of it.
It's
because
true.
By the time they actually have to speak to the person, yep. the person has calmed down.
A little bit.
Yep, and whoever is higher up is able to explain it in a way that... To tell them things that you weren't able to tell them.
Yeah.
And can make it all good, and, you know, and they're golden.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm sure passing the buck is absolutely fantastic.
It is truly awesome sometimes. You can honestly say, this is not my problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That is a nice thing to be able to fall back on.
And on that note, I'm going to go ahead and close this out this week because we are at 101. I am your host, Kevin Ebling, with...
Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
And our other co-host.
Break up with your girlfriend, isn't that?
That's all... It wasn't my girlfriend. Look, that's all that we have for you this week. We'll be back next week with much, much more for you. This is The Status Bro Show.